Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, you have declared that your kingdom is among us. Open our eyes to behold it, our ears to hear it, our hearts to hold it, our hands to serve it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 100 is known as the Jubilate, because jubilate is the first Latin word in the psalm, meaning, oh, be joyful. And so Psalm 100 is a call for us to live our lives with joyful gratitude. There are seven invitations found in the psalm, seven exhortations to praise in this psalm. Make a joyful noise. Worship, come, know, enter, give thanks, and bless. So in other words, gratitude is the Christian's duty, our decision, and our delight. We are a people who punctuate our lives with praise. Each time we enter into our front door, our car door, or the sanctuary doors, we enter with thanksgiving in our hearts. So let's hear now God's word to us from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, and come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God endures forever. Gratitude is generosity's kissing cousin. Cicero called gratitude the queen of all the virtues. G.K. Chesterton described it as the highest form of thought, gratitude. And in Islam, there's a saying, how can a sensible person be anything other than thankful to God? Now, the word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, gratefulness. So like generosity, gratitude is something that connects us to other people. It's gratitude that gets us out of ourselves, and it helps us commune with something, commune with someone larger than ourselves, whether it be other people, whether it be creation, or whether it be our Creator. It's the looking glass of gratitude that sharpens the way that we perceive our lives, the way that we experience our very lives. We see life in more detail and focus, and it pops when we look through the lens of gratitude. Stephen Covey put it this way, we see things not as they are, but we see things as we are. And so it's the glasses of gratitude that help us see that our glass is not only half full, but it is filled to overflowing. See, when we're grateful, we find ourselves thankful. And we know deep down inside ourselves that we are in God's loving hands. We trust. We can trust in God's promises that he's not only guiding us, he is providing for us. We can relax. We can breathe deep in God's presence that is with us. Now, medical studies support what our faith teaches. Gratitude makes us more patient in our lives. Gratitude helps us make much better decisions in our daily lives. Gratitude increases the likelihood that you're going to incorporate some good habits in your life, like exercise, healthy eating, going to the doctor. It's gratitude, studies have found, actually replenishes your willpower. It makes you not only savor, but steward God's good gifts in your life. And you don't worry so much about what you don't have. You appreciate what you have. Are you having trouble sleeping in your life? Don't count sheep to get to sleep. No, count your blessings. Gratitude helps you sleep more soundly. People feel, they feel better around grateful people. And so when you're around someone who's filled with gratitude, you start having gratitude in your own life as well. It improves your relationships. So gratitude is a no-brainer, right? Yes and no. Here lies our daily opportunity and our daily challenge before us. Gratitude doesn't come naturally to us. Maybe to some people a little more, but to many of us, it is a struggle. In fact, while I was writing this sermon, I felt like I was in the middle of an epic Super Bowl battle of a game. And it was between gratitude and grumbling, and I wasn't always sure which one was going to win. But gratitude needs to become second nature to us. There was a recent study done by the Cleveland Clinic, and it estimates that on average, 80% of the thoughts that you and I have, a regular human being, 80% are negative. 80%. On average, human beings have about 60,000 thoughts a day. So you take 80% of that. And so on average, roughly 48,000 thoughts of our day are negative. We need some holy help to get out of the rut of our negativity. What we need is the mind of Christ. Through Psalm 100, God gives us some help. And he reminds us not only who we are, but whose we are. Wakes us up. Raise a shout of joy, says the psalm. Come before God. Sing with joy. Worship and serve the Lord with gladness. You see, worship is an act of service to God. In fact, that's why we call it a worship service, right? It's appreciation that leads to adoration in our lives. So lift your downcast eyes to heaven. Know that the Lord is God. God made us. We belong to him. We are his. We aren't self-made. We are his sheep, and the Lord is our shepherd. Life is a gift. Open it. Use it. Enjoy it. Share it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and exit his courts with praise. So gratitude should be our first response to God. It should be our last response to God. In our coming and in our going and everywhere between, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Know that the gates of God are open wide to us by a new and living way in Jesus Christ. And there is a huge welcome sign above God's door of opportunity in each of our lives. But it's ingratitude that tries to slam that door shut. And not only that, to deadbolt God's gates, put furniture in front of those wide open gates. Sometimes it's the most natural thing in the world to do this. Sometimes I struggle with this in my own life, even throughout this week, where I would cross my arms, sulk with a grimaced face, and just stand before those open gates. Don't go there. Don't go there, John. Don't go there, Emmanuel. Walk in freedom and in those wide open spaces. It's gratitude that sets us free from the prison of regret and the confinement of our resentment. Resist feelings of being jilted and instead jubilate. Why? Because God is good. His merciful love is eternal, the psalmist says. He's faithful from age to age to age. Now, there are some practices in the midst of God's grace in our lives that the Spirit can use to help us incorporate gratitude into our lives. A daily discipline, but not only that, where we can delight in gratitude, where gratitude is the duty of our lives. And so, first, pray to God a daily prayer of thanksgiving. And not just once, but throughout your days. Pepper your day with praise. Now, practicing Jews, they will pray at least 100 blessings every single day. Baruch Ata Adonai, each prayer begins with. There are prayers of blessing to God at the nighttime if you happen to see a comet in the sky. There's a prayer ready for that. There's a prayer for when you receive new clothes or have a new experience in your life. There are prayers of blessings to thank God for new sights and new smells and new tastes. All of life marinates in gratitude. In fact, the Talmud says this: if you haven't blessed God for something that you've enjoyed in your life, you've stolen it. Regularly pray out loud. Psalm 100 is a good start. You can't go wrong praying God's word back to him. Retrain your brain in the ways of gratitude and grace. Feelings follow action. Act your way into a new way of being. Faith your way into a new way of being and acting. Now, second, it seems simple, but studies have shown over and over, keep a gratitude journal. I've just started this in my life. Go on a blessing hunt. Search for God's blessings in your life. Don't stop digging till you've found your blessing. Count your blessings, number them, writing them down, and write them down. Start today and every day in 2020. But be creative with it. Be specific in your written expression of gratitude. Look for new things and new angles that you'd never thought of before. Avoid generalities. Third, flip your blessing. As you count your blessings in your life, don't keep them to yourself. Return the favor. Bless it forward. Let someone else experience the joy that you receive. Pass it on. Double your blessing. Don't flip people off. Flip your blessings. The more we flip our blessings, the more they seem to come our way so that we can bless more people. Fourth, engage in the spiritual practice of saying thanks to others. Let people hear your gratitude for them from your lips with a spoken word. What goes without saying should be said. Take time for a written thank you in a card. Even take it to a new level. Compose a gratitude letter to a family member, a loved one, a friend, a mentor, a teacher. See, gratitude is a guard in our lives to keep us from taking for granted people around us. It's a blessing to let others know that they've been a blessing to us. Fifth and finally, remember the Losada ratio. Now, Losada discovered that there are two feedback ratios that we need in our life. Both of them are extremely important. There's the negative feedback ratio and there's the positive feedback ratio. The negative feedback loop, it's important because it provides us helpful information in our lives so we can adjust, we can course correct, we can fix mistakes, we can improve behavior and outcomes. That's a good thing for us. But you also need the positive feedback loop. That affirms the good things that we are doing. It celebrates the bright spots. And not only that, it encourages those around you, giving them hope to carry on, that it's valued what they're doing. Now, what Losada found is this, that you need a ratio of these two different kinds of feedback. In fact, it's 2.9 positive feedbacks to every one negative feedback. So if we bump up our Losada ratio to Emmanuel, let's say 3 to 1, better yet, 5 to 1, we're going to find we're going to have more gratitude in our lives, and you're going to find more goodwill in your relationships. Your environments are going to be healthier, your home environment, our church environment, our neighborhood, our society. So what's your Lasada ratio as a spouse, as a parent, as a church member, a friend? How's it in the workplace? How's it with your classmates? How's it in church here? Gratitude will boost your Lasada ratio. You see, the miracle of gratitude is this. It helps us to take responsibility for our responses. You see, throughout life, we can't too often control what happens to us. What happens is going to happen. But we can control how we respond to what happens to us. A life of gratitude doggedly decides to respond with thanksgiving, even if you're not feeling it. Choose thankfulness, Emmanuel, even when the most natural response is complaint. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter his courts with praise. Make the steward shift from grumbling to gratitude. Amen.